This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report. Grassroots democracy is scary, but essential as Grenoble paves the way. The highlight of my last full day in Grenoble before beginning the multi-city trek back home was beginning to sit in and observe the city board meeting of Acorn's affiliate, the Alliance Citoyenne Grenoble. The board is still new and in transition from the old alliance governance structure composed of various people in the larger community and the emerging governance structure composed of elected representatives of the membership coming from each of the five existing local groups. In some ways, the leaders have been invested with the responsibility of writing on a blank slate how they will work in the future. And given the fact that Grenoble is the largest of the emerging organizations in France, there will likely be precedent set by almost every single decision these new leaders make. This is grassroots democracy at its best, and to build a strong and powerful organization, it is essential. But that doesn't mean it's not also scary at times watching leaders navigate the future. Grenoble is a lovely town in the valley dominated by the Chartreuse Mountains. The evenings are pleasant, but the days heat up considerably, and fans and air conditioners are not common. Not embracing the heat, the board was meeting on tables and chairs outside of the cooperative office complex where they share space, mixing the seriousness of the meeting with some of the atmosphere of a picnic as people sat around drinking juice and eating chips as they held their agendas. The reports from the local groups were a litany of victories and a wave of success the members are having in winning improvements from local housing authorities. This group had gotten a commitment for more than 30 doors and locks to be replaced. Another was winning a timetable for replacing windows long in disrepair. Everyone had a good story to tell of actions and negotiations. One group was fresh from an exhilarating meeting where the mayor had attended to formally sign the agreement, was, according to her report, crediting the alliance with their work over and over again. Big smiles all around. There were some thorns on the roses that inspired more debate. Transitions are hard, and one board member had resigned in a bit of passion at the last meeting, and then several days later retracted her resignation, so the board had to puzzle out how to deal with that situation at several junctures in the meeting. Should it go back to the local group to sort out? Should there be a grace period for reconsideration? Conflict isn't easy, and the leaders search for common ground to work out relationships that could make hard decisions in the future without much concern for the precedents it might create or experience with principles and practice they could rely on for guidance. The most critical decision they faced was on whether or not to continue to expand and organize new groups. There's no issue like the continual tension in a membership organization between maintenance of the existing membership and expanding to add more groups and membership among the unorganized. If an organization doesn't decide to grow, it dies. Without growth, the organization would be unable to empower the membership effectively to achieve their aspirations. At the same time, nothing is ever perfect. There are never enough staff and resources. More can always be done, so there's always a temptation to slow down, wait, and take a more cautious route. I watched nervously, realizing the proposition they were debating was way more serious than they likely reckoned. Without knowing French, I was relying on body language and words here and there, and the passion that pushed them along with an occasional aside in English from the organizers listening just as I was. They decided unanimously to expand, which was exciting and a relief. And also affirmatively on investing responsibility and accountability in the staff for evaluating which areas should be next and how to add the next organizer. At the end, I couldn't help feeling, as we all shook hands and expressed good wishes for the work done, that the board had come out of a thick forest and it was in the clearing now. There would be many hard decisions to come, but having made these tough calls tonight, they had a new confidence and solidarity with each other, an emerging trust and confidence in the staff, and we're ready to face the future. Democracy works, but it's a constant struggle. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.